WTAW News time is 7 minutes after 7. 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brazos County Commissioners received no public comments before voting this week to approve the first changes to subdivision regulations in 15 years. Before the unanimous vote, the county's consulting engineer reviewed a list of how to manage new residential developments located outside of city limits. Veronica Morgan says regulations now include providing green space for flood protection.
What that does is it provides for that water to go through without it being blocked by fences, outbuildings. What we find is that if it's shown as an easement on a property and the property line goes to the center line of the creek, people have the mentality that my property goes to the center line of the creek, so of course I can do anything that gets me to my property line. And then it becomes an enforcement nightmare.
New developments will also be required to have a water supply for fire protection. Rural developments have one set of standards.
If there are 50 or fewer of those lots, then they must have 2,500 gallons of storage within the subdivision. That could take the form of a lake, it could take the form of a swimming pool, it could take the form of an above-ground storage tank, something that the VFD could get a hold of for fire protection when they're out there.
Urban developments must have a water supply that supports fire hydrants. Nearly 500 families in Brazos and three other counties have received more than $2 million in federal assistance from severe weather that hit 6 weeks ago. FEMA says more than $637,000 have gone to 137 families in Brazos County. FEMA disaster centers are still open in Bryan, Somerville, and Todd Mission. Storm victims can also apply online at disasterassistance.gov. Four people died in two crashes Tuesday night in the Brazos Valley. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says one was on Highway 79 west of Hearn near the Brazos River. The driver of the car was killed, 29-year-old Gerald Stewart Dykes of Milano, along with 8-year-old Jalen Dykes. A second passenger, 23-year-old Tori Lynn Thompson of Bryan, was hospitalized in critical condition. The trucker, 34-year-old Brian Ritter of Bremon, was not injured. And in Grimes County, there was a head-on crash on Highway 90 between Rhones Prairie and Singleton. The driver of a southbound car in the northbound lane from Grapevine was killed. A passenger in the northbound car from Marshall was also killed, while the driver from Longview was taken to the hospital where their condition is not known. Congressman Bill Flores' weekly visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs opened with a reference to the FBI director's decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton.
I'm actually pretty PO'd today because of the FBI's announcement yesterday.
Flores interpreted a pair of federal laws over Clinton's email practices differently than the FBI.
They both talk about dealing with sensitive and classified information, and they both say that the actions that Secretary Clinton engaged in are illegal. It's really clear.
FBI Director James Comey is scheduled to testify today before the House Oversight Committee. WTAW News time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 80 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit CallawayJones.com.
Know what's more American than apple pie? Saving money. And if you're shopping for a used car, no event in America can save you more money than Atkinson Toyota's Repo Gel Sale. This Thursday through Saturday only. Shop over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and of course, repos. 27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month clearly posted on every vehicle windshield.
Stock number 16, 17, 75. A 2007 Nissan Murano. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with progress.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
Practically every make and model used car is available. Domestics, imports, luxury cars, budget cars, and so much more. 27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Don't miss one of the biggest and best used car events in America. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville this weekend.
Subject to prior sale.
Hey, good morning, 713, News Talk 1620, WTAW's Checks and Weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Shop Wilton's for furniture, supplies, and much more. Here's the weather.
High pressure stretches from eastern Texas across the Gulf of Mexico, Florida, and out into the Atlantic. The system will continue to control our weather into the weekend. Sunny today and hot with a high of 95 to 100. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. We'll have more sunshine tomorrow, some passing clouds, and a high of 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Partly sunny Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers best the Victoria Generals out in Victoria. The Texas Rangers fall to the Red Sox. The Houston Astros beat the Seattle Mariners. And even more team jumping going on in the NBA. It's all coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 714, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Have a cell phone? Do you know anybody who owns a cell phone?
Or just one of those crazy devices? Yes.
What's that?
I know.
Oh, okay.
They'll catch on one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
Four decades ago, an inspector at the Hartford Police Department raised a question about the safety of Motorola's walkie-talkies. They hired somebody to look at this and see if the devices were safe. Well, of course, walkie-talkies are similar to cell phones, and they put out this stuff called RF.
Mm-hmm.
Radio frequency radiation, which in nominal amounts isn't known to affect people. Now, today, every cell phone model that's sold in U.S. America is tested to ensure that it doesn't exceed this energy absorption level. Because, after all, you're putting that thing up against your head.
Yeah, right. It's right next to your brain.
Yeah. Or you're carrying it around on your belt, okay, all the time.
Yeah.
So it is in close proximity to your body. So last month, the National Toxicology Program released partial results of the $25 million study they did on rodents. How many of you have rats who own their own cell phones?
Oh,
raise
yeah.
your hand. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But what they do is they use the rats to test them on this RF radiation and whether or not it causes cancer.
Hey, you tell me a better way to keep in touch with your rat.
That's right.
You know?
Most rats in the study were exposed to levels well beyond what humans would ever encounter from their cell phone, but some rats were exposed to levels that are close to the federal safety limits for small amounts of tissue. So that's kind of a paradigm shift. They haven't done that before.
Mm.
Anyhow, the phone is pressed up against this little space that... It's interesting because what they did for the test is they measured the heads of all the people in the Army, apparently.
Okay.
Wow.
And good sample,
what they did,
I guess.
And they took the 90th percentile head size of U.S. Army soldiers.
All right.
And that's what they did. And they pressed the cell phone up against that, and they test it. And basically what they're saying, the FCC had started this setting standards in 2013, they haven't taken any action as they've opened a study to look at whether they should change that. Imagine that. They started something in 2013,
right.
And they haven't quite finished the study yet. Hello?
Yeah, just do what I do and keep your cell phone in a lead-lined case.
That's
perfect, yeah.
It's perfect, yeah. And you hold it up with both hands,
yeah,
right, as
yeah
you talk.
My thing is, how many people still smoke cigarettes? How many people still use tanning beds?
Sure.
And even though they know it is, you know, and those have much more research and can show that they cause cancer.
Yeah.
How many people would actually stop talking on their cell phones or carrying them around?
It. Yeah.
Even if there was proven studies that they cause cancer.
If you use it today, it will kill you in 9 years. Okay, I'm all right with that.
Oh, yeah.
Just as long as I know.
I think people would be more willing to give up cigarettes or tanning.
Hey, the millennials might be onto something, though, because they don't ever talk on the phone. They just text.
Yeah.
And so it keeps it away from your brain.
That's true.
It could give you cancer of the fingertips.
I was going to say, you're going to have thumb arthritis, but you'll be alive.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so what they're... And you have to be really careful with that information. I mean, and they're just, this is a story in the Wall Street Journal
right
this morning that they're talking about it because obviously there are a whole lot of people who depend on their cell phones and those devices. And if you've ever thought about it, though, and they've talked about this from time to time, microwave towers, I mean, if you could actually see the waves that are out there, if they were colored so that you could see them, they were visible, you might not like that idea.
What's going to be interesting, too, is the smartwatches, because talk about wearing it on your body.
Excellent point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, on your belt clip or whatever, at least you've got some barrier between, you know, your waist and then
right
your the actual, like, clip that holds onto it. But you're talking about smartwatch. You are skin
yep
to that watch
baby
contact.
Is right
yeah
there.
Yep.
It is right there.
Yep.
Well,
one.
Yeah. Didn't we have a story, you know, like a month ago about the woman who was saying she had like electricity poisoning or something because of all of the
stuff
electricity
that's out there.
Yeah, emanating from her gadgets and things?
My mom had an issue with her arm. Like, she had pain in her arm when she started wearing a Fitbit. And sure enough, like, Googled it, because what does every person do when
sure
they're not sure what's wrong?
Right.
Googled it, and sure enough, it was like a symptom. And she was
is
like,
that,
well, that
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
wow. So she wore it on her other arm, because you're supposed to wear it on your non-dominant hand.
Right.
So she instead wore it on her dominant hand, and it was fine. It didn't bother her.
But it's not heavy.
No. No, so obviously it was like sending some kind of the whatever
wow
signals it takes from your body. It was bothering her.
Interesting.
Her arm.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, one more thing. That's another malady.
So I'll just move it to the other arm. That's fine.
The stronger arm can take it.
At least
right
it's evened out. You
yeah
know?
There you go.
Well, it slides right into this. Our selfie obsession has now brought us grief. It seems that the frequent selfie takers are now complaining of selfie elbow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yay, we
no
got selfie.
I was waiting for it.
The symptoms are similar to tennis elbow. Involves stiffness and pain from your hand to your elbow.
But tennis players play tennis.
I know.
Like, all day.
But
right
selfie takers take a lot of selfies,
yeah. You're
Brad
taking so many selfies that you get tennis elbow.
Just telling you, the phenomenon was apparently has gone mainstream. Hoda Kotb, is that some
yeah
TV person?
Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
They do,
okay,
yeah.
Hoda revealed to her doctor that she was having a pain in her arm.
Stop.
And it
it's from all the wine she's been drinking.
Yeah, I she said, when you take the picture, your arm is up. It's been in this weird way, and you just click, click, click. Think about how many you take, 20, 30, 40. No, Hoda, I don't.
What?
But,
I was going to say, who's doing that?
Whatever.
20 a day?
So
no,
if,
20 in one.
Yeah,
no,
in
20
one,
for one picture.
In
yeah
one
Brad
go?
Right, oh, yeah.
So she gets the perfect selfie.
Yep.
So,
wow,
for all of you who have now been suffering in silence, know that this is a deal. This is a thing. It's okay. You're not the only one who has selfie elbow.
Let's raise awareness for
hello
selfie elbow.
Yeah.
Narcissism has always had a call.
Thank you, sir. Exactly
yep
right. Selfie elbow. All right. Now, this is weird. It's 7:21. This is really weird. If you clicked on any articles about the victims of recent terror attacks, you might have seen a photo of a familiar-looking man. Following the deadly terrorist attack at the airport in Istanbul, social media users shared his photo, claiming the man was among 42 people killed. His photo was also shared online after the Egypt Air crash in May, and once again he was believed to be a victim there. And the same man made it onto the list of victims in the shooting at the nightclub in Orlando on June the 12th. His photo was even included in a New York Times video showing images of the victims. After the Air Egypt crash, several media outlets saw through the scam, reported that internet trolls had been putting up fake posts about crash victims, apparently to trick the media. Media outlet in France says the perp on this hoax is doing it for revenge. The person or persons behind the hoax said they knew the man in the photo personally and that he had cheated them out of money, ranging from a fairly small amount up to about $1,000. The whole thing is they want this to be a guy's face that the world will recognize.
Well,
that is so bizarre.
They did the same thing with I don't know if this is what this is, but there's another like rumor or conspiracy theory going around about a girl who's been at like every single tragedy that you see pictures of or whatever. Personally, when I look at the pictures, it looks like it could just be different girls who all look alike.
But, right.
People are saying, oh, it's the same girl. It's all staged, you know.
Again, there are a lot of people who have a lot of spare time on their hands.
Yeah,
come up with something like that. Is that so strange? All right, so... Want to buy a town? Ghost town in Colorado for sale, $350,000.
That's it?
No.
That's all. James Johnson says that Cabin Creek comes complete with an old gas station, a motel, a cafe, and a private gun range, plus an RV park and a house. All the town's residents reportedly fled decades ago after a local murder. Okay.
Oh, there's the selling point.
Yep. James's Craigslist ad reads, fix and flip. Just want some acreage out of town, own it all. He originally planned to convert the town into a tourist attraction, decided, what the heck, he'd just sell it and then he'd fund his retirement. So it could all be yours for
pretty good deal.
$50,000.
I only have $349,000.
Oh, you know, he might make a deal with you.
Think he'll take it in cash?
Yeah. Okay.
Literally a ghost town from the sounds of it.
I think we were talking earlier this week that Katy Perry now has 90 million people following her on Twitter.
Yep.
Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. That Justin Bieber is second and Taylor Swift is third and Barack Obama's fourth. But do you know who is number 17? See, you don't, do you?
I don't.
For some reason or other, they thought we'd want to know the 20.
Is it me?
Is it me?
No, the 20 most followed people on Twitter. So number 17 is Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so that's it. And there's also our Kardashian in there, but we don't say their names on the radio.
Are we going to, like, reveal a new one every day?
We could do that.
Okay.
Well, yeah,
I've got to listen tomorrow because I'll find out who number 11 is.
All right.
Or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
People following you on Twitter. Okay. Now, you can unfollow people, right?
Correct.
Do you let them know or does it just happen?
No, it just happens, which is kind of nice. So it's not like, oh, by the way, this person doesn't like you anymore. Now, if you only have 100 followers like Brad, he notices.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. I have 180.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Excuse me. First thing,
get a cup of coffee, check and see how many people are following you on Twitter.
Exactly.
It's a good day as long as the number's not going down. Hello.
I'm going to guess that 21 is Chip Howard.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and The Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, The Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool, or you just need some supplies, call The Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Good morning, it's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Same deal going on just like yesterday. It's going to be warm and windy. In fact, winds up to gusting up to about 25 miles an hour again today. Looks like the same thing for tomorrow. But a heat index around 105, so just be aware of that. Temps will be in the mid to upper 90s all the way through the middle of next week, and lows will be in the upper 60s. And right now we've got 80 degrees out there.
Hobby Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Hobby Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades. On Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Independence Day weekend busy in Chicago, especially for the cops and hospital emergency rooms. At Navy Pier, some residents enjoyed a big fireworks display. But in other parts of the city, people were being fired on. At least 64 people were shot, including four who will not be celebrating any more holidays, at least on Earth. Among the wounded, a 5-year-old girl and her 8-year-old cousin who were shot while dangerously playing with sparklers. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, the mayor Rahm Emanuel, blamed the endless violence on gang members and lax sentences that allow them back on the streets. Johnson says there are just too many guns, too many people willing to use them. Now, are those legally owned guns he's talking about? Nope. The out-of-control violence in Obama's hometown is a familiar story. Come Labor Day weekend, I bet we hear another news report just like this, with similar numbers of dead and wounded. The question, now, if the gangs are running the streets in many Chicago neighborhoods, who runs the city? Who has allowed the gangs to flourish in Chicago? The fact is, these weekly death tolls in Chicago are not just happenstance. They are a byproduct of the liberal welfare state that Democrats spent the last century creating. And no matter how many lives are lost or ruined, Democrats will never willingly abandon it. So, Chicago residents, next weekend, duck and cover. Or just stay indoors. Every weekend, safest bet.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft, and it can happen a lot of ways, like when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts, or charge their utility bill to your name, or any number of other illegal acts. And that's where LifeLock can help. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but you will get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. Memberships start just $9.99 a month, plus applicable tax. Call 1-800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. More than $2 million has been given in federal disaster relief money to nearly 500 families who are victims of severe weather 6 weeks ago in Brazos, Washington, Grimes, and Burleson counties. The federal money is a combination of essential home repairs and other needs that includes replacing personal property. FEMA disaster centers are still open at Bryan High School, along with locations in Todd Mission and Somerville. Victims can also apply online at disasterassistance.gov. Two crashes in the Brazos Valley Tuesday night killed four people. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the first was west of Hearn on Highway 79.
We had a 2009 Mitsubishi traveling westbound, followed by a truck tractor semi-trailer. The lead vehicle went to the shoulder and then was attempting to make a U-turn when it was struck by the 18-wheeler.
The driver of the car was killed, 29-year-old Gerald Stewart Dykes of Milano, along with 8-year-old Jalen Dykes. A second passenger, 23-year-old Torylin Thompson of Bryan, was hospitalized in critical condition. The trucker, 34-year-old Brian Ritter of Bremon, who was driving for Sanderson Farms, was not injured. Morgan says the other one was on Highway 90 between Singleton and Roan's Prairie.
Unit 1, which was the 2004 Dodge, was traveling southbound in the northbound lane of Highway 90 and into the path of Unit 2 that was traveling northbound. They hit head-on.
Morgan says the driver of the wrong-way car from Grapevine was killed, along with a passenger in the other car who was from Marshall. The driver of the second car from Longview is hospitalized, and their condition is not known. Their names are online at WTAW.com. Funeral services and an online fundraiser have been announced for a Bryan Rodeo bull rider who died while competing in LaGrange last Sunday. The Eagle reports 28-year-old Josh Sekulah fell off a spinning bull and then was stepped on by the animal. Services are this morning at Central Baptist Church. An account at youcaring.com has passed $20,000 of a $30,000 goal to cover medical and funeral expenses. Bryan Police has released video of a man and a woman who are people of interest in a case involving fraudulent credit card charges at the Westside Walmart and also the Walmart in Rockdale. You can watch the video online at WTAW.com, along with finding contact information if you recognize those in the video. For the first time in 15 years, the rules have changed for developers building homes in Brazos County outside of city limits. Regulations approved this week by county commissioners attempt to manage population density in at least three ways. The county's consulting engineer, Veronica Morgan, says the county will not be responsible for maintaining roads in newly created urban residential developments.
They could work with the city perhaps to come up with an agreement where the city could maintain those roadways. Other entities that they could choose would be a roadway district or a MUD.
The number of homes will also drive the number of access points in and out of future developments.
If a subdivision has less than 150 dwelling units, that they must have one access point. You jump up between 150 and 500 dwelling units, you now have to have two access points into that subdivision. Greater than 500, you have to have three access points into that subdivision.
For new developments just outside of city limits, there is a new joint review process.
The developer just sees one entity that they're dealing with, but the county still goes through their approval process. The city still goes through their approval process. It's just that the developer does not have to hand carry it to both bodies now.
Instead of the county, developers will be responsible for installing traffic control signals and traffic control signs and driveway culverts. And the county is charging new fees to developers. Later today, the FBI director will testify before the House Oversight Committee. This comes 3 days after announcing he will not prosecute Hillary Clinton over her email practices while she was Secretary of State. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs said Clinton violated a pair of federal laws.
For just an average American on the street, if you said, well, I was careless, but I didn't mean to do it, that doesn't make any difference. Some prosecutor's going to get you, they're going to haul your butt into the courthouse, and they're going to throw your rear in jail.
Flores considered FBI Director James Comey as one of a few stand-up guys in the Obama administration.
And then I don't know what happened to him. I don't know who got to him. If you're just an average American, you've got to be wondering, what the heck happened to our country? Why do we even have a law if you're not going to enforce it?
Flores says Clinton's presidential campaign was damaged if Donald Trump, in the congressman's words, can get his act together and raise enough money to talk about this. The name is the same, but a merger announced yesterday of two Catholic hospital chains does not involve Bryan-based St. Joseph Health or its parent company, Catholic Health Initiatives. The combination of Washington State-based St. Joseph Health and Providence Health and Services of California will create the nation's third-largest nonprofit health system with more than 100,000 employees in seven states, including Texas, but again, does not include CHI St. Joseph Health. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 80 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 o'clock, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Lacey Hogan with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. Here today with your real estate update. It's a great time to both buy and sell. Interest rates are historically low for buyers, and the inventory of homes we have on the market is limited, meaning sellers are getting more money for their properties. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, I'd be happy to help. Call me, Lacey Hogan, at 979-219-0730. List with Lacey. I work where you live.
Hi, Rusty Skinner with Allen Honda, and this month we're honoring veterans with our Driven to Give sales event. Purchase any new or used vehicle in stock on July 8th or 9th, and we'll donate $100 per sale to the veterans of foreign wars. Huge discounts, low interest rates, and affordable payments are clearly marked on all windows. Thanks to our generous sponsors for their valuable support. Come see us on July 8th and 9th for the Driven to Give sales event, only at Allen Honda.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
What does it take to be the best new car dealer in the Brazos Valley? Now, Tom Light Chevrolet, we believe it takes commitment, dedication, and devotion. Commitment to offering the best selection of Chevy's best-selling models every day. Dedication to providing the best customer service possible for every customer. And devotion to delivering the best in-store savings and most competitive internet pricing available on every new car we sell. That's why in the Eagles 2016 Reader's Choice Award, Tom Light Chevrolet has been voted one of the top three best new car dealers around. And with your continued support, we will be the best. So come see me, Bubba Dixon, off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself. And you'll see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
The forecast remains hot and dry through Saturday. Lots of sunshine today. Temperatures will make their way up to 95 to 100. Tonight we're clear, lows overnight 75 to 80. High pressure to the east means more sunshine during the day tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunny Saturday with temperatures somewhere between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers take down the Victoria Generals on the road. The Texas Rangers fall once again to the Red Sox. The Astros beat the Seattle Mariners. And more news out of Austin regarding the Baylor situation. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, you can text us at any time, anytime you want. And sometimes Chelsea will read them.
Sometimes.
It's true.
979-695-1620. Now, you have to do the 979 thing.
Yep.
If you want to just call in to win prizes, 695-1620. You don't have to do the 979. 695-1620. And if you want to call in right now, it's time for Are We On Your Redial? Because I've got the phones on hold right now, but I'm going to release them in, I don't know, a minute or so. And first one through wins.
Okay. Wins.
I like that game.
Yeah.
Winning.
First one through wins. So, all right. So, online videos make you laugh, but can online videos make you shop? Enter Micmac. Brooklyn-based startup wants to be a television shopping network for all you phone-based millennials and others out there.
Really?
Hopes to entertain through a steady stream of 30-second advertising spots that they are calling mini-mercials on its iPhone app. Now, here's the deal. How do you use your phone when you're shopping? Do you go and look up information? You might do that, but seldom do you actually make the purchase on your phone. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You may want to find out some information about something, and so you look, but you wait until you're sitting down in front of your computer at home or at the office to make the purchase if you buy online. Enter this thing right here, this Micmac deal. What they're trying to do is come up with the idea of you going the next step, actually making the purchase because you've just seen an infomercial about a product.
Hmm.
Yeah. What they did, they got a cast of improv comedians to serve as their hosts, if you will, hawking a largely quirky mix of products like inflatable strawberry donut pool rafts or a waterproof Bluetooth shower speaker. They encourage the impulse buying, and that minimizes returns, they say. And everything that Micmac sells is under $100.
Huh.
So
they got a good strategy going
snifty.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just released the phone, 695-1620. So, yeah, so will that work?
Well, there's a pretty cool thing that I follow on Instagram called Like to Know It.
Okay.
And it'll post a picture of a girl. It's mainly for women, but in an outfit. And if I like any part of her outfit and I like that photo, it's connected to my email address and it'll send me the details of how to buy everything
All right.
in that photo.
Okay. That's kind of fun.
That can be dangerous, but it's fun. Yes, yes. But that's what it kind of reminds me of. But I would still agree. Like, I typically do not buy things from my phone.
Sure. Yeah. And you know, I guess infomercials, they've been tried.
Well, let's see this. Let's see who this is. Hey, who's this?
This is James Evans.
It is. Well, I got tickets to Schlitterbahn for you.
Oh, I love Schlitterbahn.
Do you? Okay. Do you have three other people who might also enjoy Schlitterbahn?
I sure do.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, I tell you what, this is what I've got is, let me see which park this is. This is Schlitterbahn, New Braunfels. Oh, wow, it's the home, it's the mothership.
Ooh, the mothership.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Ooh,
yeah.
I love the mothership.
All right. He's easy to please. Come by here, I got four tickets for you, buddy, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, see you, bye.
Okay, there.
Man, I love when our winners are excited about winning.
I know.
And we'll do it again. I mean, look, while it's hot, we got to be giving away cool, you know,
oh, yeah.
water-type
cool
prizes.
Definitely.
All right. So anyhow, so that's what they're doing is okay. They're going to give that a shot. It's called Micmac again, and you got to get their app, and then you can maybe buy that one.
And then you can watch those infomercials.
I know. I still don't think I just want to sit there and watch a commercial.
Yeah. And again, I... Because we do get annoyed when that happens.
Yeah,
right.
They're never going to make that appealing.
Yeah,
you know,
I want to watch some, or, and quite honestly, sometimes I'm pressed for time over here when I'm trying to grab some audio
right.
to use, and I got to go through some commercial about Spick and Span or whatever.
Yeah,
they happen
no
to
way.
Be doing. Because if I do that, then I can't play songs from the newest country music icon.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
How about Sir Patrick Stewart?
Oh.
Aha.
Lives and Times Records and Tapes proudly presents Sir Patrick Stewart's Cowboy Classics.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, rawhide. Through rain, wind, and weather.
That's Patrick Stewart, yeah.
Is that really that, him?
Yes, that's him. It is.
By my side. Cut him out, ride him in, ride him in, let him out, cut him out. Ride him in,
wow.
Yes, the video
Fantastic.
Posted on YouTube shows the stage and screen icon singing country classics like El Paso, Ghost Riders in the Sky, and you just heard Rawhide.
Yeah, that's another thing to add to his resume.
Yeah.
The guy is accomplished.
There's even a website touting a supposed 2-volume collection.
Wow.
Plus a disc of duets with holiday favorites.
Wow.
Who does he do duets with?
I don't know.
Like Dolly Parton?
I have no idea.
Oh, man. In one of his Instagram posts, he goes, Happy 4th America. You're mighty fine country. Love Cowboy Pat.
Patrick Stewart's a cool guy.
Well, he is. He's one of the most recognizable voices around. Doesn't take himself too seriously, which is kind of fun. All right, here we go. These are the most popular baby names in 2016 so far. I guess they put an end to it on the end of June, first half. Hello.
You know, that's nice and all, but I've got Ian Ziering on the show today.
Who?
Oh, that guy.
Oh, you said who. I was waiting. All right. Okay, go ahead.
Finn Shepard, Sharknado 4, may the fourth be with you.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Chelsea,
yes.
He was a heartthrob in Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, what's his name again?
Ian Ziering.
Yeah.
And for the last 2 years in Las Vegas, he has led the Chippendales review.
Oh, okay. I do recognize him now.
See,
that I've looked him up.
Now it's coming back to you.
Okay, okay.
Now it's coming back to you.
Yep.
And if for some reason, for an unforeseen circumstance, they can't listen to the entire show today, it'll be archived someplace. Right?
It will be archived. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. We archive all of it. But we encourage listening to all 2 hours and then patronizing all our sponsors.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, there's your free advertising for the day.
No kidding.
Come on.
All right, here we go. It's the most popular names before we were interrupted by a promo for Chip's show.
A live promo.
Exactly.
Hey, that's smart of him, though.
It is.
You know?
It is. That's exactly
right. Hey, we're
right.
Calling Chip's show today.
Yeah. That's right.
And we're doing a live promo for the Infomaniacs.
That's a good idea. We should do that. All right, here are the top 10 names for girls first. Number 10 is Mia, Isabella.
Really?
Adeline?
Adeline. Adeline. I think Adeline.
I guess probably right. Aurora, Arabella. Never heard an Arabella. Isla, Ava, Charlotte, Emily, and Olivia.
Lots of like A and E and
there,
A.
Yeah, there are.
You know?
Yeah. All right, here are the boys' names. Number 10 is Henry. I find that interesting.
Really?
I guess that's been on the list for a long time.
There, huh?
Yeah, number 9 is Wyatt. Number 8 is Levi. Number 7 is Silas. Number 6 is Milo. Number 5 is Oliver. Number 4 is Declan. Number 3 is Atticus. Number 2 is Asher, for a first name. Huh. And number 1 is Ezra.
Huh. Okay. Ezra.
And that's it. According
Ezra
to
Asher?
Nameberry.com,
really?
Those are the most popular names, boys and girls, for the first 6 months of the year.
I like Wyatt.
Yeah,
Wyatt's
good.
A good one.
Two Video is making the number 2 very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get 2 DVDs for the price of 1. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let 2 Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. 2 Video is online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You create the memories, let 2 Video help preserve them.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Marriage can be tough. Take, for example, President Abraham Lincoln's relationship with his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln. By all accounts, she was a contentious woman with a vicious temper. Because of mental issues, she spent her final days confined to an insane asylum. Her instability led to years of conflict with Abe. Once she was so upset, she barged into a presidential meeting Lincoln was having with heads of state and threw his drink right in his face. On another occasion, a salesman was so upset at the way Mary had treated him, he went straight to the Oval Office to complain. And that was back in a time when you could do it. Lincoln listened to the man's complaint, put his hand on his shoulder, and said, "Surely you can endure for 15 minutes what I've had to endure for 15 years. Marriage is about more than just our happiness. It's about growing us into better people. The tenacity it took for Lincoln to stay married is the same tenacity he needed to stay the course in his presidency, despite terrible criticism and years of civil war. It was that same tenacity that put an end to slavery and saved the Union. I'm not suggesting that you simply tolerate an abusive situation, not at all. But if you're about to bail out of your marriage because you're not as happy as you think you should be, you might reconsider your view of marriage. Equally important to happiness is serving one another, giving to one another, and learning to be patient. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota. Dakota.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's currently 7:53. The Brazos Valley Bombers headed to Victoria to take on the Generals for the first of a two-game trip. The Bombers got into a pitching matchup and were able to win last night's game by a score of 1-0. The Bombers had seven hits in the game with a lone run for the team scored by Ben Hollis in the second. Hollis reached base after being hit by a pitch and eventually came around to score on a passed ball. McGregor Hines started on the mound for the Bombers and went six innings with seven strikeouts. Hines only gave up five hits in the start before handing the ball over to Miguel Asua, who only gave up a single hit in two innings of work. Riley McCauley struck out two of the three batters he faced in the ninth to wrap up the game for the Bombers. The Bombers are back in Victoria tonight to wrap up the series. 128 teams will battle each other in the Texas 7-on-7 state championships, which will return to Veterans Park and College Station this weekend. The 19th edition of the Summer Football Festival will begin today with 64 teams competing in Division II for schools from Class 4A and smaller. The Division II tournament will conclude tomorrow when the 64 Division I teams from 6A and 5A start their two-day run. In Major League Baseball,
and it's hit deep to right field. That one is crushed and that one is gone. Line smash into the bleachers behind the bullpens. Big Poppy hits his third of the year off a lefty. And overall, his 20th, it's 2-0 Boston.
David Ortiz reached 20 homers for the 15th consecutive season and drove in three runs. And the Boston Red Sox beat the sloppy Texas Rangers 11-6 last night. Here's Skip Jeff Banister on the loss.
I think it's necessary for us to regain some momentum. Obviously, it's nice to be able to try to do it in our ballpark. If I know our guys, they're going to be ready tomorrow.
Prince Fielder hit a two-run homer for Texas, which has lost 6 of 8 and finished a 10-game three-city trip at 4-6. The Rangers look to start a fresh series with the Twins tonight in Arlington at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Houston,
that's going to give the Astros the lead. Valbuena hits a two-run shot to right. 7 Houston, number 11 for Valbuena, and his second in as many nights.
Carlos Gomez had three RBIs and finished a home run shy of the cycle, and Luis Valbuena hit a tie-breaking two-run homer in the eighth inning to help the Houston Astros sweep the Seattle Mariners with a 9-8 victory last night. Here's Coach A.J. Hinch.
It's a different way to win. I'm proud of our guys and how we stuck in the game, but some nights the pitching staff, it picks us up, from the position player standpoint. Other nights the position players keep fighting till the end and score just enough to pick up a tough night on the mound.
The game was tied at 7 with one on and one out when Valbuena launched a towering shot off Edwin Diaz to the second deck in Minute Maid Park's right field. The Astros look to keep the momentum going as they start a fresh four-game series with the Athletics today in Houston. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. In the NBA, the Mavericks have signed free agent forward Harrison Barnes for a four-year, $94 million maximum contract. Barnes became an unrestricted free agent when the Warriors renounced his rights to clear salary cap space after getting a commitment from Kevin Durant. Also, two people with knowledge of the deal say Dallas is trading forward Jeremy Evans in cash to Indiana to give the Mavericks more space under the salary cap. The Mavericks are trying to clear room to add center Andrew Bogut after agreeing to a trade with Golden State. Meanwhile, the Chicago Bulls have pried Dwayne Wade away from the Miami Heat by working out a two-year, $47 million contract with the 12-time All-Star. Wade had spent his entire 13-year career with the Heat after being selected fifth overall in the 2003 draft, averaging 23.7 points and 5.8 assists. The Chicago native scored 19 points a game while appearing in 74 games for the Heat last season. And in Austin, former Baylor coach Art Briles is asking a federal judge to remove him as a defendant in a lawsuit that alleges the school ignored a woman's claims that she was sexually assaulted by a football player. Briles was fired in May in the fallout of an investigation into how Baylor mishandled sexual assault allegations. He was named as a defendant in the lawsuit along with the Baylor Board of Regents and former athletic director Ian McCall. The lawsuit claims Briles ignored reports from the woman's family that one of his players was a sexual predator and allowed him to keep playing. Briles' motion filed Wednesday says the claims against the coach are based on hearsay. He also argues that the federal and state laws don't allow him to be sued as an individual in the case against the university. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You're invited to Messina Hoff Winery's 39th Annual Harvest Festival. Celebrate the season with a fun-filled, unique experience including grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 30th with events happening all August long. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. Join them for a great time at Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival.
Now is the time to shop at Amish Furniture for Generations during their Irvin Miller Bedroom Sale. Take 10% off beautiful Irvin Miller bedroom furniture and choose from 13 different styles, including the number one bestseller, Arts and Crafts Mission Style. If you've been waiting for the right time to purchase bedroom furniture, now is the time. 10% off Irvin Miller bedroom furniture. Plus, there's still great deals available on floor model items only at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time for the annual Running of the Bulls. It's underway in Pamplona, Spain, you know.
Oh, yeah?
This morning, the Fuente Imbro Bulls from Cadiz, Spain, they've caused 5 gorings and 49 injuries over the years. Nobody got gored today.
No.
Yeah.
But I guess that's a good thing.
Is that a win?
I don't know. 4 people were injured. It was a very fast run, 2 minutes and 28 seconds.
Oh, quick. Wow.
So there we go. We start the gore board, as we call it, with 4 injuries and 0 gorings to start the running of the ball.
All right.
Okay, 105 will be our heat index today, probably tomorrow as well. It's going to be kind of windy, up to about 25 miles an hour, and a high temperature around 97. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station.